from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
So I thought, man, all our listeners are just crushing the running game. Like, I opened the text board during the break, and I'm like, man, am I looking at this the wrong way? I mean, we're going to get into the running game here, thumbs up and thumbs down, but it's like, oh, it was one dude or one woman from the 832. 20 thumbs down on the running game. I love the Texans as much as the next guy, but you can't say they're ready. They have no running game whatsoever. I don't know what you guys were watching. They don't have a running game. There's 2 phases to the offense. They don't have a running game. Then finally, they're still thumbs down. They still have no running game. Look, dude, I don't necessarily agree with that. Let me explain it. We're gonna do thumbs up on thumbs down.
Now Damian Pierce ain't RB1.
He's saying running game, but he means Damian Pierce.
Yeah.
Because let me ask you this before we get into this. Like, if you asked me, like, what's the running back depth chart right now? I don't know if Damian Pierce is top 3.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. As far as on the field,
Joe Mixon. By the way, went back, got back on the field yesterday.
He was seen. He was working out.
He was looking good. I'm feeling a certain way about Cam Akers.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are too.
Yeah.
I think just watching that game, and I was a little disappointed, man. Yeah. It seemed like we was looking at 2023 Damian Pierce.
Yeah.
And I know this is, you know, preseason and backups and all that stuff, but to me, I didn't come away feeling confident about this.
Yeah. And then you have Dari Ogunbowale and J.J. Taylor. I'm not saying, oh, they're absolutely better than Damian Pierce, but I think they're in the hunt.
Yeah, Dari ain't going nowhere, man.
Yeah.
I think he's a lot to be on this team. He do a lot of other stuff to make himself valuable to be on this team. But to me, I felt like he was actually running the ball. He was looking better than Damian Pierce. And to me, that's not a good thing. That's not a great thing.
Chris, I want you to get in on this. Thumbs up or thumbs down. So we're going to start right there. And I think we may already know the answers on this. Thumbs up or thumbs down, Damian Pierce?
For now, I'm going to go thumbs down.
Yeah, I got to go thumbs down too.
Not only am I going thumbs down, and maybe this is caught up in the moment, but I was saying last week, I've been saying all offseason, he's going to be on the team. He's going to be on the team. It's just a matter of, is he going to be the same guy as before? Well, I just laid it out. Like, we're not playing around anymore, man. This is a team that you think can go a long way. I still think he's going to be on the team, but he's playing for a spot, like, especially on the depth chart.
Yeah, I still think he's going to be on the team, too. And honestly, I'll take it a step further, I guess the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to give him that number 2 running back spot, man. And going into the season, I think they will. But if Cam Akers make this team, I think it's going to be a similar Devin Singletary situation where he just overhop Damian Pierce.
Yeah.
And if Cam just squeaks and get on his team, I think he can take that number 2 spot.
I think he should take it sooner rather than later. Based on what we've seen so far.
I think what we've seen,
yeah.
But you know how sometimes politics might play a part in it where they're trying to give him every.
Well, they have.
I know. I know. I agree.
They give him. He started last year and he should have based on his 2022 season. They kept him in there, when we're like, Devin Singletary looks like he can handle this a little better. He comes in and you're not going to find bigger fans than in this room of Damian Pierce. But being a fan, I mean, there are a lot of guys I like that I don't want running the ball. You know,
yeah.
So
yeah.
It's getting dicey.
Yeah, it is. And I just feel like they trying to do whatever they can to get him going.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he's going to get going, man. I think Cam Akers just looked better. I think he was a little more established, too. Mm-hmm. I know Pierce had a really good rookie year, but I don't know, man. I just, to me, if I was running the team, I would probably have Cam Akers. Mm-hmm. RB2 right now, just off of what we've seen. But I think Pierce is still probably going to give him every chance. True, they ain't even play him in the Hall of Fame game.
No.
And I thought he should have played.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man.
I think Damian Pierce needs to play. We were just talking about, like, I've seen enough, whatever, from the receivers. I know they're going to play some, but the receivers and C.J. Stroud. Damian Pierce needs to play.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to play. And the thing about Cam Akers is he's got a few pelts on the wall, man.
Yeah.
And the only question with him was how's he going to respond from his second Achilles and all that.
Yeah.
Well, dude, he's responding.
Yeah, he was all right. And yeah. When he played for the Rams.
Yeah. That's so, 786 yeah. yards. I just saw it.
Yeah. So like he look all right right mm-hmm. now. I know mm-hmm. it's preseason, but he looked better than Pierce
with the Pierce thing. I know he didn't look good at all, but
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I want to say let's give him maybe till the next game to kind of see like where he's really at. Because yeah. I feel like maybe this game he was just kind of knocking off Russ first game back, blah, 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 yeah. blah, whatever you want to say. And, yeah, he didn't look good.
And the offensive line wasn't complete.
Exactly.
But you know what? It's not always going to be complete.
That's another thing you can say.
Yeah.
But I kind of just want to maybe just give him till next game. If he's not rolling then, it's just like, all right, you know what, Pierce? Cam Akers, man, it's your time.
Yeah.
And I think they will give Pierce every chance possible.
I'd be asking to play the last two preseason games.
Yeah.
Like again, I still think he's on the squad, but if he's not going to beat out Cam Akers and he's not going to beat out Joe Mixon, obviously, well, then you got Dare who offers more value because of everything he can do. Hell, he's your backup kicker and special teams and can run the ball a little bit. Where do you put Cam, especially if you're going to carry an extra wide receiver? I mean, Pierce.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's tough, too, because I know they really like Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
And they giving him every chance to be number two. And he's not looking like a number two, man.
Yeah.
I think, to me, Dare was looking better than him in these games.
We'll dig into to Damian Pierce a lot more. Let's say about 11:20, but that's where we are right there. Our thumbs up and thumbs down. Tight ends.
I will probably thumbs. So you got a certain tight end.
Yeah,
I was okay.
The tight end position.
Okay.
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up, man.
Thumbs up.
I feel.
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel confident in Cade Stover, man. I think that's number two right there.
I think Cade Stover is, he's not there yet, but he's well on his way to securing that number two spot. Here's Cade Stover from Friday.
Second down and 11 from the Houston 22-yard line. Here's Stroud in the gun. Here's motion by Schultz to the right side. One back. CJ looks it over. Here's the snap to CJ. Looking, pumping. CJ firing left side. Got a man down at the 29-yard line. And that will be Stover.
Stover had a big day. He still needs to play. He's a rookie. He's going to play. But I feel a lot better about tight ends. All right, thumbs up or thumbs down. Defensive tackles. We touched on it a little bit in the last segment. I got big time thumbs up on that position group.
Yeah, yeah. It's early. I'm going to say thumbs up too.
Mm-hmm. For now, thumbs up. But I got to see a little bit more.
Got to see a little bit more.
Yeah, just a little bit more.
The always polarizing Kenyon Green. How about that? I mean, he got a – we'll hear this later, too. D'Amico talked about him specifically. But thumbs up to Kenyon Green. More pressure than just about anybody on the team, much less the offensive line, and he performed well.
I'm going to say thumbs up, man. I thought he looked solid, man. I threw that number first round pick out of the question. Mm-hmm. I thought he looked solid, like he should be out there.
No matter where he was drafted.
Yeah. If I didn't know the situation, I'd be like, okay, that guy looked pretty good.
Thumbs up as well.
Thumbs up as well. All right. Like I said, it wasn't all peachy keen. Tackling.
I'm going to say okay. I thought it was all right. But that's where I kind of get a little biased. That's where, you know, if it's not that good, I'm going to say, it's preseason. You know, they knocking some rust off a little bit. But no Christian Harris out there.
Yeah.
So
D'Amico Ryan was feeling pretty good after the game. But I think if you listen to this, he probably would agree with me, and I'm going to go thumbs down on tackling.
I'll have to look at the tape to see the missed tackles where we can get better. Whenever you're missing tackles, it's all about how you miss them. So I have to really look at it. If we're running to the football, right, and we got other guys showing up, like we're not expecting one guy to make every tackle. So I just have to see how our effort was from the backside.
To me, it goes back to depth. I feel like they didn't have some of the... Now, Neville Hewitt and Jerry Hughes played pretty well.
They played a lot.
Yeah, and they got a sack and everything else. But tackling overall, I can guarantee you D'Amico Ryans was not happy. Chris?
Thumbs up, especially when D'Amico Ryans has to say something about it.
Yeah.
That kind of just shows you, hey, this tackling, we got to work on it.
And he was feeling pretty good otherwise. He was feeling good about everything. Overall on the defense, I really feel like... better than I did after the Hall of Fame game, and because we've seen the practices and everything else, and we've talked about what if they're really good. We'll get into that again, but I feel good about the defense, but not good about the depth. I think that's
I feel good about the defense. Mm-hmm. I'm a little nervous about Christian Harris, man.
Yeah.
That position.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Yeah, that position was already thin.
Yeah,
and now I'm thinking like, man, after practice yesterday, I feel like they need to look into some places to sign somebody.
They might need to do that, but I don't think we're going to see Christian Harris for the rest of the preseason or maybe very, very little. Not because he's proved anything, but because I don't think they can risk it. They practiced yesterday. Christian Harris practiced for the first time, walked off with a trainer. That's the best way I can describe it before practice was over. So not the best news altogether.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.